Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss about the problems, questions, and issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
Professor Salman Naqvi is a faculty member at the Al Mustafa University and also a researcher on the Islamic issues in the Hawza Ilmi Afkum. Well, in our last session, we reached the conclusion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He blesses parents with a child, it's an honor, it's a dignity, and child is an amana, it's a trust given to those parents. Now, how these parents can act as educators or trainers or life guiders for this child?
So, yes, exactly that was what we wanted to say, that the worldview, the mindset has to be developed. They have to understand all of this. As I said, with this mindset of the unity of Allah Almighty in mind.
Yeah.
If that is not there, we cannot think of carrying out our practices and acts and behavior that we carry out on a daily basis for the sake of Allah.
All right.
The moment we want to say, if we will become spiritual when we go to pray, but we don't have anything to do with spirituality when we want to deal with our children. No.
Okay.
That tawheed, that understanding of monotheism has to permeate all the aspects of our lives. So when we're dealing with children, that's also with this mindset that this is for the sake of Allah.
All right.
For the sake of proximity to Allah. For the sake of carrying out things which are important according to Allah and which have to be taken care of. That I want to give unto this world some a human being who is worthy of being called a human being.
Yeah.
Worthy of being called the manifestation of Allah's will.
Yeah.
And a sign of Allah Almighty in the true sense, an embodiment of Allah's attributes. So I myself have to prepare myself to become a good educator for him, a good role model for him or her. So I have to manage I have to be able, as we were saying before, that we should be able to manage the various relations that we have.
Ourselves first,
and become a good role model. We have to increase our knowledge, number one, about the whole scheme of things, as I said.
Okay.
And where we fall into that scheme, where do we fall?
Yeah.
What is our position as a human being and as a parent, especially?
Okay.
And then a parent and as an educator should know where he's starting from.
Yeah.
And where he wants to take his child to, which destination,
mm-hmm.
which, as we said, the starting point, ending point.
Yeah.
The starting point, the behavior, when a child comes into this world, of course, he hasn't got, he's a clean slate.
Yeah.
So he's starting from zero.
Yeah.
Allah Almighty says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. That Allah Almighty has brought you forward. Brought you forth into this world out of the wombs of your mothers, and you don't know anything.
Yeah.
You're a clean slate.
Sure.
And the destiny that is there, the goal which is there in front of you, it is infinite.
True.
Reaching Allah is infinite.
Yeah.
Allah Almighty says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn or the human or mankind
other than for my
worship.
Yeah.
And worship is achieving proximity to him. Worship is ma'rifah. Worship is being a competent actor of
to reach
good
perfection.
Deeds.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's and reaching out to Allah and becoming like Allah is something, because Allah is infinite.
True.
So becoming godly is becoming something.
Getting closer to him.
Closer
actually.
To him and infinite. So that is the goal for which we want
right.
to create. So that's the starting point and that's the end point that
end
as
point.
Human being.
And
as
all
a parent,
these things are to be taken into consideration. I'll talk more on that with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We are discussing how parents can act as educators. Professor Naqavi, what you said to us was developing a relationship with Allah is the ultimate thing that parents have to be keeping in mind as they're educating their children, as they're bringing them. There should be an initial point, there should be an ending point. And it throughout this process, throughout this journey, when they are bringing a child, it should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, you know, parents today, we don't see this thing in them. I mean, if I am upbringing a child, I'm definitely trying to show off my neighbors what kind of school I'm putting him in. I'm not putting him in a very local school. I'm putting him in some very big school. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in our lives over here. What do you say about those parents who are competing, who are even playing with the lives of the children for the sake of what people say?
Yes, at the back of our minds, we certainly want to achieve perfection. As human beings, all of us are looking for perfection.
True.
We are looking for the infinite. We're out for the absolute.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, because we do not develop that correct worldview and mindset,
yeah,
we deviate from the correct, from the truth. We find the truth to be in things which are of a very temporal nature, of a very...
And at the end of the day, nobody is happy, neither the people you did things for.
I mean, you're going out for something which is going to end very soon.
Yeah.
I mean, popularity or becoming famous or becoming... Oh, people start praising you, glorifying you. You're looking for things which are like bubbles on the surface of and they're going to go away. As you progress in life, you find things very trivial. You work after very trivial things,
yeah,
which are gone now.
Yeah,
I mean, you want to eat, you love to eat ice cream. You love to eat. You go for the ice cream, eat it, then it's gone, vanished.
Yeah.
But when you progress and you find out, oh, I ate that ice cream. What happened then? What did I find at the end of the day? Nothing. So it's like this, that I'm spilling my water without knowing what I'm doing it for. If I'm going to waste my time and waste my child's time on things for the sake of other human beings,
yeah,
I mean, that's something like spilling water without any return from it.
Exactly.
So we have to, as I said, important, very important that we as educated parents, as educators, develop that proper understanding,
yeah,
understand the truth, understand what we have been given, what we have been entrusted with, what is the starting point, what is the end point, what do we want our child to achieve?
Yeah.
Not good numbers at the school, not good marks, getting a good...
amassing just degrees.
A good degree, a good house, I mean a good professional life. It's a vicious cycle. It goes on and on, without any end in sight, because it's not, and you're not moving in circles.
Okay.
So basically, as I said, as educators, as parents and educators, we have to have the knowledge and the skills ourselves.
All right,
and then perpetuate
only we can,
the
and then only we can induce that urge.
So I was just, I was talking about the knowledge that we have to have. I have to go on to this.
Exactly, I want to ask you
the knowledge, the attitude, and the skills.
We have been constantly discussing that parents need to have a set of
knowledge,
skills and knowledge.
So I was just talking about the knowledge, about the,
general,
I mean, to develop the knowledge that we, from starting from the strategic higher level. When we talk about something which is of a higher level, we're talking about a strategic level. Then
exactly.
We come down to the lower levels.
Inshallah, we'll discuss all that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "He who recites the Quran before puberty has indeed been given wisdom in his childhood."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. We're discussing how parents can act as creators, trainers for their children. Yes, Professor.
So, we have to, as I said, start with the bigger picture, the worldview, ideology, then coming down specially to the aspect of teaching, training, educating in an informal way. We're not supposed to be formal teachers.
Yeah.
We're not going to conduct a class.
Formal teachers are already well in the schools.
I mean,
so we have to act different.
Our training, education is informal.
Yeah.
And it's based, basically, the best issue is the role model that we have to become for them. But we have to know, as I said, starting point, end point. Then, as we said, there are six elements. We have to understand the child himself, child psychology, physical needs and requirements. We have to understand what a child is at different stages of life, whether he or she is in the womb. How he or she is the physical being, or the emotional aspect of the child in the womb, physical, mental, and as he progresses or she progresses in life, from the time she's or he is in the womb till the time she or he is going to become an adult, at least till the time she or he is a responsibility that I have to take care of. Till at least puberty, when she or he becomes
mature,
he becomes a person who has to carry out his responsibilities as a mukallaf.
Yeah.
Till the time he or she has not become a mukallaf that she or he
becomes
entrusted with the religious obligations that come upon a person, human being, upon becoming a complete adult.
Yeah.
So till that time, she or he is my responsibility.
Yeah.
So I have to take care of all those stages. So I have to understand what those stages entail, mentally, physically, emotionally. A child in the womb till the child when it comes to the stage of puberty and adolescence, that is a very, very tricky stage.
Yeah.
So at least I have to have some understanding of the child.
Yeah. So you're trying to say that since child is an amana and until he reaches an age of puberty, parents have a responsibility to take care of the child until he gains that consciousness when he has to carry out those religious obligations. Inshallah, what kind of knowledge parents need? We'll discuss more on that in our upcoming sessions. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio for more interesting programs. Thank you so much for being with us. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.